any, I guess, whatever's went through today, how did he look from what you saw?
He looked good. You know, I think he's, I think it's been, you know, mainly getting the swelling out and the tightness out of his back, which he's been getting treatment and everything, so hopefully he won't have a reaction in some way to this morning, but I think he looked good.
Coming off of, I mean, having played these guys so recently, mm-hmm. does that leave a bad taste in your guys' mouths? Is that easier to kind of call back? And
yeah, I think you know, you have a better recollection of what they did to us. They handled us in a lot of ways. I think they're a unique team right now. They have so many guys that can make plays, and they've got size with their quote-unquote small lineup. They're, you know, 6'8", 6'9", 6'10", they're big guys. So the activity that they have on both ends is, you know, it's challenging. That's why they've been able to play some of the best teams in the league really well and beat them, because they're a unique team.
Is that weird? You had, who was it? You had Denver, then you'll have Sacramento, you know, two in a row coming. Is that weird from a preparation standpoint at all, or
you know, different? At this point in the year, you have games like this occasionally where you don't see a team for a long time. I think it's not that different, but there certainly are some things. If, you know, guys got it going against you, you know, sometimes you hope you don't play him for long enough so he forgets that, you know, he's feeling good. But in some respects, it's not that different, though.
You look at Rocky's season, just kind of how many setbacks for things he had. You almost feel bad for a guy, or is he going to be?
You know, I think in some ways, as we move forward, if he can take from the season, you know, the confidence that I think we have in him, you know, when he is healthy, and I think he's played enough to understand what are the things that he needs to be able to do better, and he's getting a really very, very concentrated opportunity to see how important it is over the course of your career to take care of yourself. And I think in his case, there's really nothing that he could have done differently, but I think he is learning about the importance of, you know, how you handle your treatment, your rehabilitation, your preparation, your fatigue, all the things that really, really, really good players understand how to do is part of the preparation process. And whereas sometimes guys, they're able to just, hey, I'll, you know, I'm tired today, I'm sore, and they just show up and play. In this case, you know, get off your feet. Are you eating right? You know, are you getting your treatment? Are you icing after practice? Are you doing all these things? And for Rodney, it's, you know, it's necessitated that right now. But I think in a weird way, it'll help.
Is that frustrating for you as kind of a player development type coach? Is that frustrating for you to have him not be able to be out there?
I'm more feel for him. You know, I mean, I think a lot of our guys, I think their individual improvement, it's going to even kick in more moving forward next year. As, you know, part of it, there's an urgency when you start playing games as a team. The development occurs a lot of different ways, and some of it right now is just occurring on the fly in the games. I think as we get more and more settled into a system, we'll be able to be even more aggressive about training our guys in a multiplicity of ways.
What are some of the most important keys tonight for you guys?
Stay in front of them. You know, they're just really good off the dribble, whether it's Lawson, Foy, Barton, Gallinari, Chandler, you name it, they've got guys that are capable of getting by you. And then making them, you know, you can't give them open looks from three, where they just, you know, they're going to make some even with your hand up on them. I mean, Gallinari hit one in front of our bench at the beginning of the game, just boom. But you got to make him hit three of those with a hand up instead of three of them, or one of them with a hand up and the other two open. So I think defending the three-point line, and then their tempo, you know, they really run. They run. They've got a lot of energy, and they're a difficult team to play for a lot of people because of their ability to push the ball and shoot and offensive rebound. They can hit you a lot of different ways offensively.
What do you like about Ian in his time here, and what is, I guess, what do you see what he has to do to really stick and find his place in the league going forward?
Well, I think just what you said. I mean, I think you have to, for guys that are trying to have a role in teams, a lot of it's just fortuitous. You know, you need to find a team that, where there's a good fit, and hopefully that's the case in Denver for us. He did everything we asked of him. Was a professional. I think he got better. this point for us with our wing situation, we just needed bigger guys. And I think Ian's ability to play both positions can help him. And I think he's got to continue to be able to master both of those two, where he can sometimes you can be a combo, a one or a two, as opposed to a one and a two. And I think Ian's done a great job, and he'll keep working.